Hello and welcome to the EFA News Podcast Tech Talk. I'm Harry Benjamin. On today's show, we'll be looking at the latest news and trends from the world of audio. Plus, an exclusive interview and the last from our EFA Berlin follow-up series with Blaupunkt's managing director, Andrzej Sibrat, about their latest innovations, what the future holds, and what they had to show at EFA 2022. All that and more on the way, but first, the latest news from the world of audio from the EFA newsroom. French audio brand Focal has unveiled Focal Bathys, its first wireless headphones with active noise cancellation and 5.1 Bluetooth connectivity. Available now, the Focal Bathys promise a pure hi-fi sound via 5.1 Bluetooth multi-point or wired connection thanks to its USB DAC mode. The headphones boast Focal speaker drivers made in France, high-performance noise-cancelling technology, more than 30 hours of battery life, high-grade materials, and a number of attractive features. These include a detailed, precise, and dynamic sound, two noise-cancelling modes, easily accessible control buttons, and Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant. They also have an adjustable EQ to customize the sound. The connectivity choices are also extensive, with the device compatible with Bluetooth jack and USB. The battery life offers over 30 hours of use, with its fast charging function giving you 5 extra listening hours with just 15 minutes of charging. Plus, a fun fact for you, the name Bathys comes from the word bathyscaphe, the first submarine exploration vehicle, the embodiment of calm, depth, and absolute silence. British high-end audio brand Bowers & Wilkins has announced a new lineup of floor-standing, stand-mount, and centre-channel 700 series loudspeakers. Described by the company as the best-performing, most elegant range in the class, it brings studio sound to the home. The new 700 series continues to be Bowers & Wilkins' most comprehensive range, featuring 8 models, including 3 floor-standing speakers, 3 stand-mount speakers, plus 2 dedicated center channels for home theater use. In a first, though, for the 700 series, the new range introduces slimmer cabinets featuring a curved front baffle and drive units mounted in external pods that form a direct, visual, and technical link to the 800 series Diamond range. This revised form is said to reduce the impact of the loudspeaker baffle on sound quality by minimizing the cabinet diffraction effect, and as a result, the new range is better than ever at disappearing acoustically, so you can just concentrate on the music rather than the sound of the loudspeaker cabinets. What's more, in a significant step forward for acoustic performance, Bowers & Wilkins now offer its iconic solid body tweeter on top technology in 4 models in the new 700 series. This means, for the first time in a 700 series range, owners have the option of building a complete 700 series home theatre system, featuring tweeter on top throughout. The innovations don't stop there, with all 3-way loudspeakers in the new range having revolutionary biometric suspension, replacing the conventional fabric spider found in most loudspeakers. The biometric suspension reduces unwanted noise from the output of the spider as the mid-range cone operates. More news on the way, and if you want to find out any more about the stories you've heard so far, simply head to the EFA newsroom online at news.efa-berlin.com. Lots to digest then from the audio industry there as we approach the end of 2022. And now, in the last of our interviews captured at the recent EFA 2022, Neil Cole sat down with Managing Director of Blaupunkt, talking all things innovation, what the future holds, and what they had to show at EFA Berlin in 2022.
Very pristine Hall 22, and I looked for the blue dot, the famous Blaupunkt. But it's a surprise because the Blaupunkt stand isn't just audio and car audio and headphones. There's power tools and e-mobility and home appliances. So to explain a bit more, I'm sitting down with Andrzej Sibrat, managing director here at Blaupunkt. So first of all, great to see you here. Tell us a little bit about some of the items that people might be surprised to see under the Blaupunkt blue dot.
Thank you for having me here on IFA 2022. That's right. We are here with our Blue Treasure Blaupunkt brand coming from 1924, exactly from Berlin. And as you said, the big surprise for many of the audience here visiting IFA is our brand extension presented during that show. Blaupunkt Global Brand Community is the licensing concept we are developing together with our international partners from all around the globe, with more than 45 partners in the different product categories. What we have found out that a consumer's acceptance of the Blaupunkt is very, very high. This is the German brand, German engineering, and behind that we found that they accept really, really different products with natural connection to that German heritage. And among them, there are new technologies or emerging technologies like photovoltaics, renewable energy, and you said e-mobility, and e-mobility is something which we cannot ignore the big revolution which is happening in the cities. We all observe that people are having sharing the scooters, all the done via apps, and as well they would like to own e-mobility. We developed it very, very surprisingly good for us, as a Blaupunkt was traditional audio and brown goods brand, originally coming from the home audio and of course famous car audio with the famous German and beyond car audio manufacturers, because people believe in that. They have a positive connotation, they have a positive experience from their sometimes even childhood. We hear the stories that someone had a first date in the father's Mercedes somewhere with a Blaupunkt playing good romantic music. And this positive connection is something which speaks very well for our partners to develop the business. And as I said, it's a global approach, so we are present everywhere around the world, North, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, and very, very, very interesting development in Australia.
So that's the idea, is that the consumer the consumer is open-minded to see the blue dot on different products because they have a respect and affection for it. Tell us more about the sort of the retail side, the B2B, what kind of business you've been doing here and what the philosophy is at IFA and within the company.
So we are hosting here on the Blaupunkt both our partners doing a different products on the different regions. We have the two partners hosting here from West Europe, representing France, Portugal, Spain, business development in audio and beyond, gaming products and portable audio and as well accessories. We are hosting our Eastern European partner who developed from the audio products with very big success in particular countries having market leading position. They extended very well into the small domestic appliances and beauty and care, and we invite you to visit Hall 7.1 because that's where home appliances is happening during IFA, not electronics, where our partner is presenting lineup for German market with a different products for starting from breakfast set, floor care to beauty and care. And this extension was very well accepted by the consumers. Our concept, as you said, because you see now extension even to power tools or another product, our concept is very simple. Because Blaupunkt is a very famous brand, there is a big equity behind that and acceptance by the consumers. The major benefit of teaming up with us for the development, whatever regions of the world, is breaking through barrier of entrance, having acceptance, door opener for the business concept, because the partners can easily present themselves at the Blaupunkt part of the Blaupunkt brand, and is a fantastic development and door opener in many, many of the regions of the world. So there is a first barrier of entrance. Blaupunkt is well established, as we said, almost 100 years of trademark registration, coming here from Berlin, recognizable, so partner doesn't need to invest into that building up the brand equity. Moreover, the consumers accepting Blaupunkt as a German brand and quality, they are able to pay really premium. And the exactly concept is of understanding where exactly that premium is, and that partners can benefit with a little bit higher retail price, and this higher retail price is giving them opportunity to have a better profitability on the business, and of course, thanks to that, developing to another connected categories. One of the case studies was for us, big surprise, major home domestic appliances we do with our partner in Germany. Major domestic home appliances in natural connection open up for us an acceptance of the market, and really great success open up the small domestic appliances, product connected, beauty and care, and from beauty and care connection to floor care, from floor care to medical devices or to wearables, and this extension is unbelievably well working because of that acceptance. And if you ask me, 16, 13, 10 years ago, if the platform will work to be put on a refrigerator or on the mobile scooter, I would hesitate. I was hesitating. But today I must say it works beautifully, because we are in a business and nothing works better than the numbers. Numbers never lie. And when we see development of our partners and we see these opportunities, which are defined there as their revenues and their profitability and expansion on the market, I think I don't need to add anything.
And finally, there is a long history between Blaupunkt and IFA itself. If you could just tell us a little bit about the origins and why it's so good, nearly 100 years later, to still be represented here.
Blaupunkt was the first information about a company which was called Ideal. Ideal Werke was established in 1923 here in Berlin by three gentlemen, by billions of that time Deutschmarks, because of the hyperinflation that time in Germany. Their first product what they presented were pairs of headphones. And that time the headphones themselves and electronic was very, very fragile, was produced from organic materials and had a really, that time, good, but for us maybe not acceptable quality. And these gentlemen developed headphones which were lasting longer and had a fantastic quality. And at the end of the production line, there was a quality control of every product, and the gentleman was putting by blue paint, simply blue dot, yes, it's checked. And very, very fast, the consumers were coming to the shop and saying, okay, these products, I've heard they are best quality, this with a blue point, mit Blaupunkt in German. So, and then they said, oh, that's fantastic name for the product, that fantastic name for the company, and they renamed company in our registration then coming down to 1924. And 1924 was the first year when IFA, so Internationale Funkausstellung, was here hosted or was hosting different companies in Berlin, and Blaupunkt was the first company come to IFA and to show their innovation in the headphones, innovation in the radios, and innovation as well, which was then lasting now for more than 100 years. Blaupunkt was responsible for fantastic development of European car audio, the first car audio in 1932 AS. Was presented by Blaupunkt. It was first European. We know that in the US was a little bit earlier, but Blaupunkt was responsible for first European, or developed the first European navigation system, the first stereo product, European CD player for car, but as well was first company which was having digital TV, CRT, digital TV, back into the beginning of 90s. Because until 1996, Blaupunkt was full-line brown goods supplier, and from 2009, again reintroducing those products.
Well, let's hope you're still here for another 100 years at IFA. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me here, and please join us at Blaupunkt Global Brand Community at IFA 2022.
Fantastic there to get an insight into what Blaupunkt has to offer and what the future holds for the audio industry. And that just about does it for this edition of IFA's news podcast, Tech Talk. Thanks for joining us. I've been Harry Benjamin. To stay up to date with all the very latest tech news from IFA, head to the IFA newsroom. It's news.ifa-berlin.com. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to this podcast. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.